Okay, sisters, truth bomb time. Your brain and your nervous system don't give a flying F about your goals, your dreams, or your next launch strategy. The only thing that they are seeking is familiarity. That's why healing and growth and expansion often feels like resistance. That's because it's unfamiliar. Microflow is here to change that. Founded by Christy Nault, a root cause health expert, Microflow blends psilocybin, yep, that's magic mushrooms, lion's mane, cacao, rose, and blue lotus into the cleanest microdosing supplements on the market. 100% organic, Reiki infused, and third-party lab tested. Now, these formulas, which I have been using for 3 years and have completely changed my life, are designed to quiet what Christy calls the default mode network, aka your brain's autopilot, and ignites what's called neurogenesis, helping your brain to build new pathways wired for vitality, trust, receptivity, courage, abundance, confidence, and connection. Whether you're addressing anxiety, which I've struggled with, ADHD, burnout, which I've struggled a lot with, or just want to feel more clear and in flow in your everyday life, Microflow is a nervous system resourcing tool that is safe for everyday life. Yes, even while parenting, working, driving, or even podcasting. Wink, wink. I want you to start with the Exude and Surrender bundle, which harmonizes your system to sync with your cycle and the lunar flow of the moon. And for somatic healing and deeper journeys, the Theta Blend supports breathwork, intimacy, and your spiritual practice. Now, if you are ready to upgrade the entire technology of your cells in your body and rewire your subconscious mind, go to microflowhealing.com, use code Jessica10 for $10 off of your order and receive access to Christy's free 2.5 hour magic mushroom microdosing masterclass. Yep, all my goodies just for you. That's microflowhealing.com and use Jessica10 to get $10 off of your order. Welcome to the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. I'm your host, Jessica Zweig, multi-7-figure serial entrepreneur, best-selling author, and branding and business coach. And this is a show where we are redefining the word hustle, reclaiming our true feminine nature of magnetism, and putting down the self-judgments and shame around loving to work and making a lot of money at it. On this show, you're going to learn how to stop hustling and start spiritually hustling. By pressing play, you are now part of a new movement of women who don't hustle for money. We hustle for meaning. We don't hustle from lack. We hustle for love. We don't hustle from survival. We hustle for humanity's thriving. We hustle toward healing the ancestral programming of fear and step into a new understanding of safety in the body to receive. This shift isn't going to only heal your life. It's going to make you a whole lot richer too. This is the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Hello and welcome back to the show, my beautiful spiritual hustlers. I'm so excited to be with you on yet another unlocking episode in this exciting, beautiful series that has just exploded, and you guys have been devouring these episodes, and I'm so grateful. And it's just been such a gift to be able to come on every single Thursday and take a little tiny key off of my keychain that I've used to unlock all of my own locks that I'm still unlocking, because there is no destination on this path to growth and healing and evolution, but that have worked for me, are working for me, and handing them off to you here in these episodes so that you can pick it up. What's mine is yours, whether that has to do with abundance and money, relationships, friendships, self-love, vitality, hormone health, nervous system regulation, the Palladians, joy. We talk about it all on this series. And today, I really want to talk about limiting beliefs and to really empower you to think like a CEO and rewrite these old stories that have been probably holding you back for so long, most likely subconsciously. And if you are, you know, new to the show, I'm so happy you're here. If you're not new, you know that we're rewriting success in this new paradigm as female entrepreneurs, as female light workers, that we are always going to claim how much we love our work, how much we can embrace working hard, right? The quote unquote hustle, and doing it, however, from a vibration of softness and safety and trust and feminine flow. And I know that probably sounds great in theory, but really where it comes into practice is when we begin to unlock our limiting beliefs around how it's supposed to look or how big we can be, how small we might still need to be. And it really is about holding a higher truth of who we really are, thinking differently and rewriting in the neuroplasticity of our brains that impacts our bodies a new story. Because the truth of the matter is your nervous system actually doesn't know the difference between a real threat to you and an old story. But you do. You are an awake and remembered woman, and you have a new awareness now, or you wouldn't be listening to this show. And that awareness is your key to stepping into a whole new identity. That's the invitation in this conversation, to step into a CEO frequency. So let's just break down what is a self-limiting belief really, okay? It's not just a mindset issue at all. It is a body-held memory of unworthiness, of fear, of failure. And most of these limiting beliefs stem from our childhood, right? The trauma that every single person on this planet has faced to some degree or another. Our ancestral programming. You might have had maybe, I don't know, close to picture perfect childhood. I don't know if anybody really did, but you might have grown up in a really beautiful family system. And if that's the case, that's incredible. There is deep wiring in our physical DNA from our ancestors that has programmed us in ways that we might not be aware of. Or maybe it was the societal conditioning that impacted you at school or in college or in your cliques or in relationships or in sororities or what we're seeing on social media or in the news or on magazine covers. All of these touch points are projections into our field of awareness. And if we're not conscious enough of what the reality is over there versus what's true for us, we can absorb a lot of what's not ours as ours. And this is really important, especially for women entrepreneurs, because we can have the best funnels and the sexiest brands and still feel like an imposter because we're running on an inner operating system that has not fully calibrated into wholeness and is running on this subconscious belief that I'm not enough. And if that is the case for you, no matter how gorgeous your strategy is, it's not going to stick. I'm working right now with my mastermind group. I have a very small, intimate mastermind group called the Seven Sisters. And one of them, I mean, when I met her back in, I don't even know, November, got on my very first Zoom call with her. And I was like, she is a fucking star. This girl is coded. She is filled with magic. She is a reincarnated goddess walking this earth. Like I saw her beautiful, sparkling gifts that are so needed in this world. And she was kind of muted. Like she came into my mastermind because she wanted my help with her website and her Instagram and her launch strategy and her program development. And I'm helping her with all of those things. It's definitely a big part of the work that we do in the mastermind. But I said this to her the other day because she has clicked in this true belief in who she is. The self-limiting beliefs that once were there that she couldn't really hold her success. She has quantum leaped into this belief in her own gifts and her own right to honestly take up space. And I said this to her recently in a text, that the most important thing is your embodiment. All the strategy comes second, and the real shift is believing this new story in yourself. And that's what changes everything. And so if your subconscious is running the show, which for so many of us it is, nothing's going to change until you rewrite the script. So let me break down how we can do this. This is about going from the wounded woman mindset, because frankly, we could all identify as that for sure at some stage in our lives, to the CEO mindset, okay? The wounded mindset says, I react, I people please, I prove. And the CEO mindset says, I choose, I respond, and I lead. This shift is not about becoming more quote unquote masculine. It's about becoming way more sovereign. So I'm going to give you a quick framework. It's a three-step tool to rewrite this old story that has been keeping you probably invisible, not charging enough money, comparing yourself, terrified to quit the job, launch the thing, take the leap, raise your prices, whatever it might be. And it's simple and it's potent. So the first thing I want you to do is I'd recommend getting out a pen and a piece of paper and journaling on this. And I want you to really assign what is the block, right? What is it that you are up against? And identify what's the story you are believing right now around it. And write that story down. The second is the interrupt, which is really getting honest and looking at what you've written, that limiting story that is holding you back. And ask yourself, whose voice is this really? Is it my mom's? Is it my ex-boyfriend's? Is it society's? Is it a former boss? But whose voice is this really? And name it. And then the third step is to install a new belief, putting yourself into that future higher CEO identity, and to ask yourself this question, what belief actually serves the woman that I am becoming? So once you have gone through this three-step framework, identify, interrupt, install, we want to really work with embodiment practices to rewire our subconscious. And I don't want you to ever underestimate the power of this work, of breath work, of EFT tapping, of voice work, speaking your new beliefs out loud, doing this work as a practice to anchor it into your cells, because your conscious mind might think it's stupid or might think that it's not working, or that it's just you repeating words out loud, but you're actually training your subconscious by doing this work in physical action. That's speaking, breath work, moving, literally getting out a pen and a piece of paper and writing it down. You are embodying this new truth and rewiring your system on a subconscious level. So an example of what you could say, or what you could journal, or what you could breathe out as you dance, is the story I'm releasing is that I will never be a millionaire, for example. The truth I am reclaiming is that I was born to be a multimillionaire, and that money is already on its way to me. It is done, for example. So the story I'm releasing is blank. The truth I am reclaiming is blank. Now, I know that you're here listening to my podcast because you want to rise in to who you are really meant to be and to be a woman in her power, making CEO level decisions, which requires a whole new level of CEO self-talk, okay? You cannot expect to scale your business, scale your life, scale your abundance with old survival narratives playing in the background. You just can't. Becoming a CEO, a real CEO, is not just about how you show up to your business, which I've talked a lot about on this podcast. It's about how you show up to yourself in your own thoughts, in your own silence, in your own sacred rituals, in your own pauses, and in your own quiet conversations with your highest self and the people closest to you. And I'm honored that you're here listening, and hopefully you consider me someone close to you in your own right because you come and listen to this podcast. And I really want you to remember that you are truly the author of your own reality, and that you can release old stories and create new ones with the power of your voice and your thoughts, and that you can think like a CEO starting today and lead like a queen and rise into the future that is already fucking yours. When we do this work, when we practice the rewrite, when we really truly acknowledge that all of the things that are holding us back have really just been made up, projected, cast upon us. It's not ours, it never was. And so hopefully this episode, this little tiny key, helped you unlock what might be a potentially sticky door to unlock those limiting beliefs once and for all. It's what I want for you so badly, so that you can step out as the feminine leader of the new earth that you came here to be. I love you all so much, and I will see you on the next episode of the Spiritual Hustler Podcast. Bye, guys.